sponsored by Skin Slipper, a safer, smarter skincare device.
All right, here we go. Hey,
we are back.
Yes.
The Beehive did not kill us. We actually are alive.
Yeah, we released a double whammy of bonus episodes last weekend and did not do a live show.
We'll have to keep you guys waiting for more.
Yeah, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Of course, we're coming to you live from West Hollywood, talking about today's trending topics. So much going on, just everywhere. There's so much crowd going.
It's our luck.
Yeah, exactly. So, a ton of stuff to talk about up front, a whole bunch of social media memes and videos and all kinds of
bullshit.
Crap like that. Bunch of celebrity shade, a little bit of nerd news, just some nerds who won't let go.
Yeah, the nerds are kind of letting us down this summer so far.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of nerd stuff going on, even though... Okay, here's why. Because San Diego Comic-Con is next weekend.
True. Everyone's too busy getting their costumes together.
Well, that's where they're going to release all the new trailers, all the news.
We'll have a whole nerd news episode for you guys come next week.
I may even do a quick bonus episode. Ooh. Since I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. I always
just upload it live and just do it right away.
Yeah, fuck it. You know, fuck it. I can actually do it right from my phone. That's how technologically advanced our podcast is.
You heard it here first. Let us know as the news drop.
Totally.
Our on-site reporter.
And I'm sure I'll be dropping stuff on Instagram as well, whatever I hear and whatever I see. So you can always follow us at Richie and Wes, and I'll be posting some things there and on my own Instagram. So you can follow me too. Richie and Wes, we always follow back. So
we do.
If you follow us, also. If you follow us and we don't follow you back, tell us.
Yeah, just let us know.
No one follows.
Go in the DMs.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad about it.
We're very busy. We try to respond to everyone though.
So this week we had a ton of interaction with. Speaking of Instagram and social media, so a listener had asked a sex question. So we threw it out there about food. During foreplay, whether you thought it, kind of sweetened the situation or
made it sour.
Yeah, sour. So we'll tell you where the poll is on that. Again, if you're following us on social, you can take part. And then we asked to name a food item. If you said yes, name a food item that you've used. And we have gotten some real interesting things.
Y'all are some hungry, hungry freaks.
Yes, but including kind of a trick I never really even thought of that includes mini marshmallows.
Oh, I'm intrigued now.
So stay tuned for that.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
That's our sex topic.
I love when I'm surprised on the show.
Yeah. So, got me thinking. I was like, all right. Up front.
Oh, God. We have more up front than nerd news.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, we have way more up front than nerd news. Okay, so this actually happened in the past week, and maybe people aren't really talking about it anymore, but holy shit, the earthquake. Earthquakes.
Yes.
And aftershocks. Right. One bigger than the other.
Yes, and a day apart.
And then multiple aftershocks. People's shit is still broken, y'all, so I know they're not talking about it as much on the news anymore. They're all like, ooh, the New York blackout. Psh. Let's talk about first things first. Us.
Okay, so where were you when the earthquakes hit?
Luckily, I think I was at home both times.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I was home during the big, big one, because I was like, holy shit, it was in my room, and my mirror was like vibrating and bouncing on the wall, and it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. Usually earthquake is like, if you can imagine like a really big truck rolling by,
and then it's over.
Right.
These were long. These were 20 seconds long, which doesn't sound like 20 seconds long time, but count from 1 to 20.
And then imagine double it.
Everything rolling and...
Yeah, because the second one was 40 seconds.
Yes.
Long-ass time. And it was a little more shaky and disturbing than a truck rolling by.
Oh, yeah.
A truck rolling by doesn't move shit on your wall.
Yeah.
Now, in your... West Hollywood Tower. Did you feel me? Because I'm on the ground floor.
Okay, so this is my funny story.
When you move on up.
Oof. Okay, so the first one, which was Saturday, no, Friday, and it was like a 10-something in the morning, I believe. It woke me up. And at first I was like, oh, this is weird. I'm like, oh, it must be an earthquake. And I'm just like, okay, well, this isn't stopping. And then I was like, fuck, okay, well, now it's getting bigger. I'm like, okay, so should I go to my doorway? And I went to my doorway, and I was like, okay, is this shit going to stop? And then it stopped. Mm-hmm. And that was fine. Whatever. That one, I was like, meh, it was an earthquake, blah, 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 blah.
That one was a little more of an average.
Yeah, that was a 6.1, I believe. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then this second one, well, second and third, I should say, I was getting ready for work Saturday night, and I was in my bathroom when the first one hit. I don't know which, like, what the size of that one was, but I was in my restroom, and I was like, oh, shit, like, things are starting to shake around a little. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, there we go. That must have been just, like, an aftershock from yesterday. Not a big deal. Let me wait 5 minutes. I got trapped in my elevator.
Oh, no.
And when I tell you, that shit was scary as fuck.
Oh.
Like, I'm on the 11th floor of a 12-floor tower.
Yeah.
And it was, like, wavy. Like, someone was, like, taking me from my shoulders and slinging me around.
No, no, no.
And then, along with the sounds of the elevator just, like, clinking, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is how it fucking ends. This is how it ends. The elevator's going to drop, which, mind you, that's a very, very rare occurrence. Elevators are designed to lock.
Yeah,
if they drop from floor to floor. The lights were flickering. It was fucking traumatizing.
Oh, God.
And then the lights came on dimly, like the emergency lights, and then the elevator slowly descended to the basement and did not open. Luckily,
I would be losing my shit. I don't like to be in a confined space.
It was not fun, and I was the only one in there, so it's not like I even had, like, company.
Well, that would be better, though. I would at least rather be by myself.
I'd rather have someone else there. I'm like, if this is how I'm going out, at least someone else needs to go out with me.
Nope, I'd rather die alone and fucking deal with some other asshole.
And
see, Rich, you are nice.
I am. No, it's actually just me being selfish. It's like, nope, if I'm going to die,
someone else is in then too.
Mm-mm. And luckily, I'm in the new tower I'm in. If you guys are just tuning in, I moved in the exact same complex, which is huge, mind you. It's like one of the biggest complexes in America, no lie. But in a different tower. Or my old tower, for whatever reason, once you got in the elevator, you had no reception.
Mm.
And you definitely had no reception in the basement.
Right.
So this one, and I don't know why, total reception in the elevator, total reception in the basement, thank God, so I could reach out to people.
Oh, my God, how terrifying.
Yeah, and then finally, after like 20 minutes, the doors opened. I made a beeline to the stairs. And you would have thought Godzilla had gone through, because some of the towers lost power and stuff. And it was just people standing outside, not really knowing what the fuck just happened, not really knowing what to do, and it was just like, cell phones were down, because I'm sure some of the towers had been shucking up and whatnot. It was a mess. So fuck that goddamn 7.1 earthquake that happened.
It was a lot. And we don't normally feel it that intensely.
No, that's the biggest one in 20 years.
Yeah, well, that too. But also, like, we're in West Hollywood. We're
yeah.
really close yeah. to where all this happened. There were places where the cement cracked and the fucking
yeah.
walls broke. And
it was considered a state of emergency in San Bernardino County. Yeah. Because people's houses were fucking fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely areas where it was much, much, much,
yeah.
much worse.
But it was a long time.
It, yes.
Like, the fact that the first one, the fact that I was just like, oh, fuck, a goddamn earthquake, let me lay here and wait till this is over, and like, oh, wait, this isn't stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get up, and I tripped, actually.
Creepy.
And my television shifted. One of my Black Panther helmets fell off and just, like, popped open. My roommate has a giant VHS collection that just toppled over. I've even touched that. I'm like, I don't want to touch any of this. It's, like, collectible shit. That's all over the living room floor. It was a mess.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm still finding things that had been shifted that had fallen, like, over that I just didn't realize.
I heard of a lot of people getting trapped. Speaking of, you know, natural disasters and weird shit going on, New York did have the blackout as of, what, like, last night?
I missed that.
And I think all the power's back on now, but a lot of people were, obviously, it's New York, getting trapped in elevators.
Yeah.
Yikes.
By the way, guys, but again, if you are in an elevator, usually elevators will not just, the movies lie. They don't just plummet down and get destroyed. They have a locking mechanism to where, picture just teeth.
Right.
Once it hits the floor, the teeth come in there, and then those are the clicking noises.
And also, unlike the movies, you couldn't just ride the elevator down and jump to avoid the impact of the collision at the bottom.
No.
Gravity doesn't work that way. So what other crazy things are going on? Okay, we had the blackout, but that was like minor. No one even went like on a rampage in New York during the blackout, so it's so weird. What else? This I just thought was fucking wild.
What?
A woman who, quote unquote, started a fight was shot in the stomach, which killed her unborn child, and then a jury released the shooter and indicted the woman for the death of her own baby.
Because she started the incident that led to her getting shot. Because that makes all the sense in the world, because America's justice system sucks.
I mean, wow. It's hard to even comprehend what someone was fucking thinking with this.
Talk about blaming the victim, which we talk about all the time here. Well, if you hadn't started the fight, your baby'd still be alive right now.
As though someone shooting a pregnant woman in the stomach is...
Because he was upset and angry.
Wow. Wow. Social media outrage, no surprise. It did at least convince the prosecutors to drop the charge against the woman.
But... Oh, good. I didn't even hear about that. Thank God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, now it's like she's been to jail. She's had this experience.
Talk about
her name is in the press. Seriously. You know what I mean? It's just like...
It's a whole other situation.
It's not as though she's just
people
like,
people don't
oh,
think
okay,
about the aftermath.
Right. People in her
like,
community.
She's gone through shit. And she still doesn't have a baby.
And she, exactly. She still lost
her
child.
That's horrible. And has a scar to remind her of that for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. Just absolutely terrible.
Oh, God, this country sometimes.
Fucked up weird society we live in. Well, it was all, a lot of people were saying because of the, you know, fetus rights, that the particular state that this occurred in, they really want to, like, take a case to the Supreme Court that's going to establish these rights for fetuses and therefore make abortion unconstitutional.
Oh, God.
Seems like a long play.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a real long play. Wow. Really?
I should have gotten another bottle of wine for this.
I'm sure we can scrounge up something. Okay, you were like, when the happiest place on earth comes
the wretched face on earth. Yeah, so of all places, Disneyland, there's a fight. Not only a fight between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, in Toontown.
In Toontown.
And their relatives.
We didn't know they were relatives when we first saw it, though. But multi-generational, like old, young, kids are crying. Like, it's a whole...
There's a scooter involved. Like... And when I heard, I saw Toontown trending, and I was like, oh, are they, like, gonna, like, deconstruct it and redo it? I'm confused. Nope. And then I saw a brawl in Toontown. I'm like, oh, God, please don't let it be black people. Please don't let it be black people. It was black folks. And it was men. And it was women. And it was all the generations.
And it was men hitting women
Full-blown socking in the face and pulling their hair. It was just a fucking
like
mess.
Knocking. He
grown-ass men.
Yes. Like a large guy. Tall and, you know.
Beefy and.
Yeah. Literally knocked her to the ground. And she just, like, lay there. I saw a lot of comments about security because security was there like, hey, how about not doing this? And then they kept doing it. But, you know, they're not police officers.
No.
They're there to make sure no one else gets involved.
Exactly.
To kind of
or
contain
get hurt.
Whatever's going around. Right.
And there are children there that can easily get trampled, fallen on.
So they're not there to, like, jump in and break up the fight. The police do that when they get there. That's their job. Which, well, I don't really know if I want a police breaking up a fight.
Right.
In these times.
Right? At all.
Maybe y'all should just chill.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no.
Just trash, God. I was hoping it was just some stupid teenagers or something pulling some shenanigans.
When I heard Brawl at Disney, my immediate thoughts went to, like, the characters getting into some kind of fight, you know, like, Goofy.
That would be great.
Battling
the
it
heads
out with, like,
pop off.
Yes. Yes, like, fuck.
Nope.
Yeah, no, of course.
Grown-ass people who act like children. Just a mess.
Okay, did you see this? The KFC explosion.
Yes, which was far more...
Holy shit.
...big than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, like, something probably happened in the kitchen.
Yeah.
No, like, this shit, much like the movies, unlike elevators flying down...
For real.
...literally blew the fuck up to smithereens. Like, yes. Nothing standing, not even the frame.
It's rubble. It's a security camera, like, across the street, I guess, caught this explosion. And when I first read it, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, a little pop.
Mm-hmm.
That you see, like, a bus out a window or something. And holy
No, it was not. When I first saw it, I also thought someone was just recording. I'm like, who's fucking recording
on
their goddamn phone? I'm like, oh, surveillance cam. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, someone had claimed, I don't know if this is accurate or not, or if there's any update to this, but someone had claimed, whoops, that, sorry for your ears, I think I just made noise. they were saying that they had, like, smelled gas.
Yeah, I heard the staff had smelled gas, like, very, very strongly and got out of there as soon as possible. So, good for them. No one was hurt.
Yikes.
Dinner has insurance. I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sure they're fine.
Although the gas company was quick to be like, nope, everything's cool here.
Of course, of course. Of course they would. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Meanwhile, investigation is still underway. Right.
And yet, Ms. Popeyes has not been seen since the night before.
All right, one last thing up front. And this was all over social media and led to, like, oh my God, such a hilarious string of memes when someone created a Facebook group suggesting that if they had enough people, they could raid Area 51, find the aliens, and bring the truth to light. The group has over, what, 200,000 people now?
Something like that, yeah.
That sound you heard was Richie Rich's eyes rolling
in the back of my goddamn head.
I'm like, y'all won't even make it past the fence.
First of all, the last person that tried to bum rush Area 21, Jesus Christ. I'm a little under the weather, by the way. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm not impersonating James Earl Jones. My throat is just not correlating with me today. So you're welcome for the nice, sultry tone this week. Welcome to the Richie Rich and Lucifer Show.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? No, Area 51 was, oddly enough, this past January, I discovered. That person was shot on site.
Yikes.
So you know something's going down in there, first of all, because mostly people will get detained for trespassing. They were shot on site. No questions asked, shot, killed. This past January. Not like 10, 15, no. This past January was the last person who tried to trespass Area 51, and was just shot on sight. No questions asked why they were there. There wasn't a scuffle.
It was not a discussion.
Mm-mm. It was, oh, you don't belong here. Bam, you're dead. So
it's not as though they make it a secret that there's a military base there. Like, you fucking know that you're not supposed to be there.
Not only that, but... And they're like, they can't stop all of us. I'm like, so the Area 51 massacre of 2019 is planning.
Exactly. They will not make it past the fence. They will not even make it in the building.
Uh-uh.
Nope. Goodbye.
They release some weird gas that's just going to deteriorate everyone, and then there you go.
Yes.
And you'll never hear from these people ever again.
They just dissolve.
Like, that's it.
You know, from an evolutionary point of view, I think they should try it.
I mean, hey, we are overpopulated right now. But also, what do they expect to do? It's not like no one knows, like, a map. And that's like when you break into someone's house. You don't know where someone's, like, safe is or where someone's jewelry box is. You have to scavenge around shit. There are going to be passcodes, fingerprint scanners.
Exactly. I mean,
if we had fingerprint scanners at my last restaurant to get into the fucking registers, you're not going to be able to go in Area 51 and just casually look around for documents and just have access to just aliens in cages if they are there on the ground floor from a completely open door with no one guarding it. What do they expect to do when they're in there?
Like I said, that is really not going to be an issue for
people
them.
People are just less than smart.
I hope they do it. Celebrity shade. Okay, what about R. Kelly being arrested by the feds?
What about it's about goddamn time? It only took him 45 damn years.
Why did they let him out on bail, knowing he still has all these women living with him? And
talk about being locked up. Why don't you guys bum rush R. Kelly's compound? Fuck Area 51. Okay. He won't get killed there. Release those women that are being locked up and held captive. If you want to do America some justice.
Like, wow. So, whatever. He's arrested again. This time, they're finding all sorts of other stuff and charging him with...
I heard there's like 20 different tapes or files, I guess. We still call them tapes. I don't know why they call them. No one keeps tapes anymore. Of
videos, photos.
Yeah.
Underage.
Of underage sexual acts, which, I mean, it's not like we haven't had one since 1994 or anything, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's been known just for so long, it's ridiculous. I mean, wow.
Talk about hidden in plain sight. I mean, come on now.
For real. And yet, still, people who are like, oh, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. This is all a setup. I can still listen to and appreciate his music.
Right.
Do you want to,
right?
Though?
Why would you want to?
Like, do ya?
I cringe when I hear one of his songs now. I'm just like, and thankfully, I haven't really heard of any. I think, at least the gays get it. They haven't written, but I haven't heard any R. Kelly since this shit broke out. And I used to hear him a lot.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any since this shit broke out. And I think that they're, at least, at least the gay DJs are getting their shit together. But
exactly.
Per usual, the straights are behind.
I can just honestly say, you know, that I really hope he gets everything that's coming to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Barf. Oh, what else?
I don't know. You tell me. You have the prompter.
Oh, so this was definitely from, like, it seemed a little pointed when Jermaine Dupri said that he thinks female rappers are one-dimensional and it was just, like, stripper music. So, former stripper Cardi B decided to get in
and go in.
Ooh, yeah, she definitely did. I mean, she has a point.
She had a lot of them. She said that, hey, when people and when female rappers rap about stuff other than sex, people don't want to hear it. And so that's what they rap about. And there are people who do rap about normal things and love and yada, yada, yada. Mm. But then you guys don't support it. You men rappers don't fucking support a female that wants to rap about other things besides sex.
Right, but also, like, what do men rap about besides
money and sex and drugs?
Money and sex and drugs. Like, what else?
That is it.
It's just so, it's such a bizarre critique.
Yes.
Like, why? And also, so, like, also I feel as though just calling someone a stripper or, oh, you know, that's what always happens, right? That's how you dismiss a woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's just a stupid hoe.
When half of the fucking male fucking rappers were drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Or gang members. Isn't mm-hmm. that just respectable?
Right. Or pimps who are much like, more a part of a yes! systemic problem than
a stripper, who's actually on the books, actually paying taxes, actually has a paycheck.
Making her own money.
Being paid hourly plus tips.
And probably more than you think she uh-huh. is, too. Look at the kind of car she's driving, that's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and that's such a... that's such a common dig. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, like a stripper or whatever.
It's funny. I was, you know me and my YouTube shows. Mm-hmm. I'm currently, because I won't watch BET network television at all, because I can't stand that network. They have shitty fucking shows. But I have discovered BET Online on YouTube. They have really interesting little, like, shows. They're like... You know me and my attention span. They're like 10 minutes long.
Okay.
But they have like one Perfect. Series that's called I Went Viral. And it's everyone that like became memes or whatever.
Oh,
and like
my God.
What happened and like what happened, when it happened, how it happened, and what they're doing now. Some of them were like the girl that like created On Fleek, like mm-hmm. eyebrows On Fleek, and now everyone's saying it and it's on t-shirts and stuff. She's like, yeah. I'm working on a deal now to actually get that monetized because I was literally making a video for my Vine and then it blew up. And then all of a sudden, everyone's using my term that I created and they're putting it on mugs and t-shirts and profiting mm-hmm. off it and I'm not getting a dime off of this. So she wishes that she would have, you know, learned that. There's other people who have branched out to do other things or doing movies and things like that. So that's really interesting. But they also have a whole behind the scenes of the hip-hop community. From record executives to artists and whatnot. And one of the execs was like, he was like, look, I feel bad because we put women in this box to, especially like female rappers, to be sexy all the time. He's mm-hmm. like, and it's funny, if you look at a man's rap video, you have three different backgrounds. You have the pool, you have the club, and you have the mansion. And what happens? I don't care what the weather looks like outside, you have women in bikinis behind the men, and you have the guys doing what? Standing there in a t-shirt and jeans.
Yep.
He's all, did y'all check the weather today? Like none of this makes any sense. But that's what sells, but women have to go out and...
Right.
Hair, makeup, no clothing whatsoever, be sexy when they don't want to be sexy, blah, 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 because that's what people are buying
Be
into.
Sexy, but then also be criticized for being sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it like, doesn't you know, this is what we want and this is what we'll buy, but also, you're just a dumb stripper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm team Cardi in all this. Good for
you
her.
Know, more and more I'm coming around.
She makes a lot of valid points. And I love that she doesn't sugarcoat it. She also this week, just little spring note, she funny, another double-edged sword. People were hating on her because people who aren't even fans are like, why didn't she go on a tour, blah, 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 because she's done nothing but like festivals and things of that nature. And she's like, look, I'd go on tour, but this is how much money I'm making doing these festivals. I'd be making this much going on a tour, because a tour, you have to have production, mm-hmm. you have to have this, that, the next thing. You know, that hair, makeup, blah, 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 blah. She's like, if I'm making, on average, $10 million for a festival, and I'm making $3 million on a tour, let's do the math. And people were like, why is she flaunting her mother? I'm like, I think it's fascinating that someone's actually being honest about what money's coming in, what money's going out, what people get paid, why they're doing what they're doing. But the same people who are bitching about this are the same ones the second someone's information's leaked online.
Right.
They want to be in, they want to click on the article and see how much money this person made last year. Mm-hmm. She's just putting it right out for you.
Yeah.
Here it is, and she's like, and this is what I have to pay this person, this person, this person, this person, security, this person, the managers get this cut, yada, yada, yada. She's very upfront about how much money she has coming in, how much money's going out, and I will say she's made it a point to make sure everyone knows that she takes care of her family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, family, like aunts, uncles, and everything, and that's part of her.
Yeah.
She spends like $100,000 a month because it's the career plus taking care of her family, which is very common in Dominican families. someone comes into money, and then everyone, you know, has to get taken care of. And I say smart for her for not selling out and doing a tour. I think she's smart enough to know that this shit could be over next year. So might as well.
Or, you know, you build it up and someone is willing to sponsor that tour and pay for a whole bunch of that shit and you don't have to pay.
Yeah, I'm like, she seems very, very smart, business-minded.
That's what I don't think people recognize about, like, someone like a Cardi B, for as big as they are right now and for as much as they've got going on, if she is not smart, she could go completely broke.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the way that she came up, she realizes that. She's not like, oh my God, I have a swing, let me just blow all this. I mean, yeah, she bought some fancy cars, but she bought them cash.
Well, sure.
Because that happens a lot, too, with people.
Oh, right.
People will lease some shit and then get it repoed, and hey, shit goes down. She can sell that Lamborghini for a good $200,000.
Okay.
I mean, I always said if I ever got super rich, I would buy everything cash. That way, if shit hit the fan.
Yep.
Those are assets. Some rich motherfucker's going to buy it at some point in time. Take the Ferrari.
There you go.
I will downsize and take that money and...
Just sell one of the homes on the West Coast.
Exactly.
Okay, the Lion King reviews are in and...
Meh.
Yeah.
Have you seen the clips?
I've seen a couple of the clips. I saw the... Pumbaa singing.
Okay, first of all,
the animals don't really have any emotion or expression on them.
This is my thing. You can't take photorealistic animals and then make them have voices and sing, because photorealistic animals don't really have expressions.
Right. They look a little... I mean, that's what makes them so funny, is their eyes. It's like, you're imagining how they feel, because they really are not expressing that much on their face.
A sad lion looks like a pissed lion, looks like a happy lion. And also, the colors are so muted, it looks so realistic that the life's just gone out of it. And it reminds me of one of those National Geographic, where people will overdub a funny voice thing over it. It's... Beyonce sounds like trash, as we called from Jump.
I hope people, I wish I had the technical skills to do it, to put your impersonation of Beyonce next to the
I can't even do it today because my voice is
Beyonce,
off.
Beyonce, yeah, your voice is off today.
I sound more like Mufasa than...
So hilarious. Oh my God.
Beyonce.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's fine. People that want to go see this movie...
It's gonna make a bunch of money.
It's gonna make a bunch of money.
Good job, Disney. You got your cash grab once again.
To me, it doesn't look thrilling or exciting or whatever.
It just looks so bland and lifeless compared to the animated one.
The original one had so much color.
Yes! It was just so vibrant. I would have almost, at this point, had them recreate the play. That would have been more entertaining to see than actually, like, do the cool costumes or something. And I'm not here for it. But funny story. I was going on a bit of a rant about just what I was just saying on a blog, saying that, oh God, Beyonce sounds horrible. This looks lifeless. This is going to be a shit show. Like, I'm going to see it because it looks pretty, but I'm probably going to hate it. And I said, I don't even know why... First of all, Beyonce was the highest paid actress. We just found this out. Mm-hmm. Amongst people who are actual actors. Which that already... The beehive came for me about that. Well, she was nominated for an Oscar. And all people with teams are nominated for shit all the time. And all this is the reason why people who win Grammys for best vocal performances are people that you all will say that they can't hold a note. Well, there you go. You can't play one side if you're not going to play the other side. She had a team around her.
Yeah.
And she has a name. She's Beyonce. I get it. But... I was saying, I don't even know why Disney did this. They should have just casted a normal... actress to do the voice of Nala and have Beyonce sing for Nala. Only my iPhone autocorrected Nala to anal. So then someone commented immediately, so I could not change my comment because this particular blog that I'm on Once someone comments on your actual comment, you can no longer edit it. So I'm now forever on the internet saying that Beyonce should sing for anal.
Anyway.
But whatever.
That's amazing.
It was great.
God.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. The Drake concert that's happening in Toronto?
Yeah.
Canada?
Sure.
Somewhere up there in Canada. People were really excited. Were they? I'm making this up as we go along, y'all.
We don't know.
Our assistant Marcel took terrible notes on this particular one. But I saw that tickets were like $1,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or like $300 or $400 to get on the...
It was, okay, so it's partially... Because Marcel's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And just only good for being adorable and snorty.
Yeah.
I did some research. Well, this is possibly Ticketmaster's fault, because they have this thing where they will basically level off all of the tickets to the price of the most desirable tickets once the lower tickets have been purchased. So let's say, because these are like $1,000 general admission tickets. Uh-huh. So if all of the seated tickets were purchased and the most expensive ticket should have been $1,000 for maybe something with some perks, and they weren't selling, they'll bump up the ticket price because Ticketmaster's a piece of shit. So that's partially it. But that's not even my, like... thing, because some dumb idiots are gonna fucking buy it, which is just ridiculous.
Whatever.
It's the fucking Millennium Tour, and if you don't know what that is, literally, okay, the lineup, and this, I'm trying to go off memory now, is B2K, Chingy, the Yin Yang Twins.
They did this what,
Pretty
year,
Ricky,
2 years ago?
They did this like a year or two ago. It was the exact same lineup that they were selling for like $60, $70, $100.
Right.
For a nostalgia tour. Basically, with Drake added on there, now, all of a sudden...
It's $1,000.
Which, how does Drake even know all these? Wasn't he on Degrassi at that time? Wasn't he in a wheelchair in Canada? How is he so affiliated with all these, like, early 2000s rappers? Which I'd honestly prefer to see over Drake. But...
I mean, I have no
I would go and see
Drake.
The fucking Millennium Tour.
You know, it's,
I'm not paying that much money for
that's
the...
That's a lot of money.
That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Like, I just feel like...
No, for not even a meet and greet or anything. Right, absolutely right, not.
Right. I get making your money and doing concerts and stuff like that, but, you know, for a lot of people...
I guess those rappers need some money, because they haven't been doing anything for a while.
Right. Right. They need to make that cash. But also, like, a lot of people just can't afford that. Or should be spending their money elsewhere. Yeah. Who am I to tell people how to spend their money?
I don't even know.
If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do, fine. But it does seem like a little bit of a... My cheap ass.
Absolutely not. Jesus Christ herself could walk out on stage and I'm not paying $1,000 to see her sing. Or rap. Or the Yin Yang Twins case Whisper. Because that's what they did. The Whisper song. Which is very catchy. I think they're Unproblematic, so I can like that.
Yeah. Wait, who do we like again? Oh my god, it's so confusing. Let's keep up. One last thing for Celebrity Shade, and in this case, I know we talk a lot of shit about Taylor Swift. I know we do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we still bop along to her music, goddammit. In this case, I am actually outraged for her on her behalf. I'm totes on her side. Some fucking asshole bought her entire catalog.
We're about
Masters.
To fight. We're about to fight.
Someone, she didn't even get option to buy. Like, she never... What happened? Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Am I wrong?
Mm-mm.
Oops. See, guess what? I'm sliding over to Team Taylor.
I'm always here to guide you in the right direction. You should know this. It's been almost 3 years. Mm-mm. I don't side with that bitch at all. I did at first until the truth came out.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No, 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 no. Okay, so she's beefing with Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber... Used to be hers, Demi Lovato's manager, and I'm sure he's douchey, as many people behind the scenes are. He bought her record label mm-hmm. that she's on, basically, and now owns her masters.
Right. So, basically...
Hardly anyone owns their masters. That's just par for course in the record industry. Like, I don't even think that Prince owned his masters. Like, the Beatles don't own their own masters. That's how long ago this has been the thing. It's how it is. So, she made it seem as if she found out when the world found out that he had bought this and that he owns this because they had been beefing for a while. So basically, like her arch nemesis, she took it personally as if he spent $300 million
right,
to purchase this as a revenge tactic or whatever because they don't like each other. Mind you, she's not the only person on that label. Let's just throw that out there. So, whatever.
It's like, no, it's about me.
Which, I like that's far-fetched for Taylor Swift. So, she goes on a rampage, blah, 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 blah. Scooter's wife comes out of hiding, because Scooter's wife doesn't talk about shit. And she said, look, I don't do online beefs. I'm not even in this industry like this. But what you're not going to do is talk about my husband. And said, look, don't play the victim here. You've known about this deal. Deals don't happen overnight. Don't act like you found out and you woke up and saw on page 6 that Scooter was buying your label. Your father is a shareholder and you guys were all notified and were given an option to buy your masters and passed on it. So don't have the world coming against my family right now.
Yikes.
When your father knew... You knew. You were given an opportunity.
And her father having stakes in this record label is also why she is a fucking celebrity in the first place. Because she had the opportunity.
Thank you. So, wife came out of, like, she woke up from in their mansion and was like, wait, what? Oh, no.
Oh, my God, my music's been stolen.
So, and not only that, but I'm a very... black and white. I put things into layman terms for everyone because I know contrast can be confusing, but to me, when people complain about, oh my God, I got a record deal and I didn't make any money and blah, 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 it's like, you know what happens? It's like a real job. You start a real job and you're going to get paid the minimum. Mm-hmm. And then the more power you get and the longer you're there, you can renegotiate things and then you get more money and then you get a raise. And that's people have this weird misconception that because you're in the spotlight or whatever, that is a different arena. No. People have jobs to make you successful and make them money. You are just an employee, just like a person at McDonald's is an employee. You're the fry kid. But then you know what? Maybe one day you're going to be the cashier. And then after that, you do really well, you're going to be the manager.
Yeah.
And you're going to get more... in touch, and those ties are going to strengthen between the people, between you and behind the scenes. They can mesh, and you can negotiate your raises. That's exactly how the music industry works, only in different terms. It just is. And I say this. Yeah, she wrote those songs, but you know what? She sold those songs for a profit for that reason. So if I have a painting, mm-hmm. and I sell it to you for $200... that's not my painting anymore.
Right.
I did it. It's my artwork 100%. That's not mine.
Mm-hmm. Take it off my wall.
Well, and then if you sell that to my fucking enemy,
right.
I could be mad at you.
$1 million. Right.
I could be mad at you, but I sold that to you for $200 and I relinquished my property that I created.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing with music. Yeah, it's her voice. Yes, she wrote those songs. Allegedly.
Quote unquote wrote.
But... no, those lyrics, the lyrics are so fucking contrived. She definitely wrote those songs.
Yeah.
But you sold those via contract to someone, and that means that those are no longer your property. If I sell a bed to someone, and they turn around and sell it to someone else, I can't be mad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be mad, but it doesn't give me right to say that, oh, I want my bed back. No, I sold that shit. And then there's a written contract that I did that. So, we're not on Team Taylor.
Girl, sorry.
Music insider Don Brooks. / Richie Rich. On the scene as usual.
Oops.
She did it again.
Oh, It's time for nerd news.
I can't even emulate you this week.
I can't even try. You know, Rich, you're all like...
I know. And it's not even my nose. That's the thing. It's all my throat.
Yikes.
I'm like, Simba. You must retain the jungle.
Luke. It's like the ghost of Nala.
Luke, I am your father. Oh, yeah, same person.
Yes. Okay, not a lot. Not a lot okay. For nerd news. Not a lot. Not a lot. I just, SDCC is next fucking weekend.
You know, it's just how we do the sex question every week. We make you wait.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the nerds are doing with San Diego Comic Con.
They're holding out. They are fucking holding out.
Waiting for the climax.
The only major thing on social was the people were asking to release the Snyder Cut. It has been 2 fucking years since Justice League came out. It was universally panned, although I think a little unfairly. Well, not bad.
wasn't great either.
You know, wasn't that bad. But a lot of scenes were reshot. The whole movie was kind of redone.
Yeah.
Basically. And there was a version that he had put together, and people are still
clamoring for it.
They just want what they want.
For it.
They want what they want. I just say fucking do it.
Yeah, shut them up. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Put it, you know, release it with a special something, make it part of some kind of package, do it, you know, do a...
It'll at least recoup some more money.
Right? I would watch it. I'd actually watch it. I didn't hate Justice League. It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't great either, though. It was there. It exists. That's all I can say about it. It's a movie. If you're bored one day, drink some wine. You can watch it. It's fine.
Wonder Woman has some cool parts.
Yeah, there are costumes. There's some action.
Yeah.
It looks very video game-like, but, you know, whatever.
I basically will watch any movie with Wonder Woman in it, so...
I'd rather just watch it before it was even... finished, because the fight scenes and stuff looked way better before they matched with them.
Oh, I know! The CGI is not...
I would way prefer just the non-mastered version.
Yeah.
When they didn't color correct everything and make it look like literally a video game. I'd go for that.
Just put out what you have.
Just
do it.
Put it all out. Make some more money. Someone's gonna buy it, clearly.
Come on. I would see it just for more Wonder Woman. You know what?
Since we're not getting any news about that at all.
Fuck that.
At all.
The movie is fucking done.
I can guarantee you they're working on the CGI for Cheetah.
There's new fucking armor, as we saw in the poster that they released. The only material that they released for this thing, except that tiny, tiny, tiny clip at the mall. Yeah. They probably are still...
They're probably working overtime for that Cheetah CGI. Yeah. So that we're not talking shit like we are right now about the CGI from Justice League.
You know, CGI has come a long way. Yes, good for them. CGI has really come a long way. I think it would actually be pretty easy to do Cheetah if they just kind of keep it
simple. As long as it doesn't look like Halle Berry's Catwoman, I'm fine. Let's talk about straight out of a video game. Jesus.
No, it's just like, sometimes when they do CGI, like, literally every fucking hair moves.
Yes.
Or, you know, they, like, overdo it to the effect where it just doesn't look quite real.
No.
Or versus almost, like, the underdone effects of Lion King, where the animals look so real that they don't have any expression or emotion whatsoever. I just feel like there's a...
There's a gray area not many people have hit yet.
It's just a certain, not only technological point, but also the artistry of it, where it looks real enough to be believable.
If those bastards at fucking District 9 can make all that shit look so fucking realistic. Like,
true.
I thought that shit was practical effects for the longest time. Nope. CGI. Get the team from fucking District 9 to work on Wonder Woman and make Cheetah, and I'm happy. Because that shit looks fucking realistic as shit.
That's actually part of the problem that I'm having with Stranger Things 3. And I threw this into nerd news.
I didn't even see 2.
Yeah.
But I've heard things about 3. CGI not good?
To its credit, you know, in the first one, the major, like, monster thing was a practical effect.
Yes.
That they kind of added a little CGI to kind of make it a little more whatever. But it looked a little, to me, it looked a little overdone with the CGI still. Because it really was just a practical effect that walked around and did whatever. I don't know if it's the combination of, if it's, it just...
Something's just not reading correctly.
I hate that our eyes have become so, you know what I mean? Like, trained on shit. Like, the other day I was actually looking at something that was actually in the sky, and I was like, that looks fake. Like, I just, like, I can't, like, nothing looks right anymore. I don't know what is real.
Hollywood has brainwashed us.
There just, it seems to be something off, you know? I also think you could lean away from the effects and get, you know, the kids are good actors. Like, you could let them
be utilized.
Yes. Just my two cents. Why is it that movies like Underworld from like 20 fucking years ago that had actual werewolves that were animatronic fucking faces and shit with people walking around in them, why does that look better than the werewolves I see now?
Hell, look at fucking Jurassic Park, which was a mixture of practical effects and 1994 CGI, which was very rough at the time, still holds up today compared to half the shit that's out.
I don't get it.
Get your shit together, Hollywood. Sick of your shit.
What's crazy, speaking of nerdy stuff, is we can actually record the podcast. I can edit it. I can do all the effects. I can put it as a draft into Podbean. That's who we use, by the way, if you're curious. And then when I'm at SDC, I'll go on my phone. I'll log into Podbean mobile from my phone. And I'll publish the episode and it'll be...
That's so easy.
Live to the world. Kind of amazing. And I could actually record an episode right on my phone right
from the actual app.
From the actual app, not the website, from the app. So you have to download the app. But I could just take the lab mics with me and do a live episode there.
That's cute.
I could just ask passing nerds various sex questions.
I'm sure they would actually answer without any kind of questions.
This week, a listener submitted question. What about food during foreplay? Does it sweeten the mood or sour the deal? No, 60%. So, you know what? That's not bad. 60%, like, that's a little, that's a little more than half, but that still means a lot of people are getting freaky with food. So, of course, if you answered yes, there was a follow-up question. God, I love social media. This is so great. You said yes. Name a food item you've used during sexy time. And we had multiple replies for chocolate syrup, multiple replies for whipped cream. I feel like those are...
the normal go-tos.
You know, kind of standard, so... Do we have more wine?
Do we? Let's see. I think we have a little more. Yeah, we do. It's like half a glass each.
What about wine? Would you ever do like a butt shot?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever done a shot of someone's ass?
No!
No?
No.
You work at a bar. You've never done like a body shot.
That's against health code violations. I'm a manager at a bar.
So once again,
if I ever
Hollywood movies have shown us the wrong information.
But no, that's honestly more of like either like a divey like, or I mean, it also goes state by state. Everyone has different rules and whatnot. I have seen people do body shots at Mickey's off like the go-go dancers and stuff, but that's also, they've been shut down like 3 or 4 times for things like that. So
Mickey's is nasty.
Places I actually work at and run, we don't get shut down for things like that for a reason. But that's also a lot more of like a straight bar or like Mexico thing, or like I think Miami, like they can do that over there. It's all weird. Yeah, it's a whole situation, but I don't know where your body's been. I mean, unless I'm, like, taking you home or something, that's a different story. Then you'll be getting shots of something.
So, a couple people said they've used coconut oil as, like, a lubricant, or, like, one of them said it started off as a massage with coconut oil.
Didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Things just happened. Oh, that would be a decent lube. I wasn't even thinking about the food. I would worry about the shoot.
I think of coconut oil as everything else except for food, honestly.
Yeah, I really don't think about it as food. I mean, I guess it would taste kind of sweet when you're kissing around.
Yeah.
I guess. Huh.
Give me ideas. Thank you, listeners.
Mm-hmm. Edible underwear. It was awful and gross and sticky and tasted nasty.
Yes. Accurate. I only say this because I got edible underwear as like a gag gift one time from like a Christmas party situation at work.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're a gag gift.
And literally, they're like a fruit roll-up, but yes, in the shape of underwear. And I could not imagine anyone even trying to put them on or...
Literally have, like, the most... They're like these little plastic strings.
Yes.
They're supposed to tie around your waist. Imagine, if you will... a fruit roll-up.
Yes.
Laid out flat on a table, and then on each end, there's, like, a string running through it, and you're supposed to, like, put that through the middle of your legs and tie it up on each side, and it's underwear. First of all.
No. And then what happens when you're biting? That seems like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that's weird. This is weird.
No, just...
Do you know what, no one replied to this, but a tip that I've gotten, a little bottom tip... is to use, like, when you're kind of, you know, getting prepared, is to use a flavored chapstick in certain areas.
Interesting.
And that kind of flavors things on up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, note taken.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We had multiple for whipped cream. Multiple. And then someone was like, when anyone would ask, you know, who had voted no, because I got lots of messages. They were like, ew, you know, food is gross, blah, blah, blah. I would send them the classic photo of Chris Evans.
And whipped cream.
And whipped cream. You're telling me. I will be sticky. For that.
You will take one for the D.
Come on. Just.
That's a shower.
If you haven't seen it, Google search Chris Evans whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, yes, you would. Yes, you would. 60%. Fucking liars. Someone said zucchini.
I can imagine that. They're a bottom. I'm just going to make that assumption right now. Whoever that listener is, if I'm wrong, you can please correct me. Feel free to slide in our DMs and yell at me. I'll accept it. Do not yell at Westifer.
Honey, mini marshmallows. Ew.
This is what I'm curious
maple
about.
Maple syrup. What? Cereal and milk.
What?
Not all at the same time.
I'm like, wait, are y'all in like a giant bowl?
Okay, no. So each of these things are different. Maple syrup, honey, obviously you pour a little here.
No, and that's sticky as shit. Absolutely not.
Sure, maybe a little on the nipple. Again, are you willing to get sticky? The cereal and milk, I tried to get some clarification on.
They're in a giant bowl. They're a freak. They have a giant bowl.
Do you fill up the bathtub with it?
In their sex dungeon. And
ew.
With fucking fruity pebbles. That turns soggy in like 2 seconds anyway, so that's not going to be enjoyable.
Okay, so this listener who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of sexy. Like, they don't even want to be, you know. I don't want to be called out for it. They're just going to be nasty and freaky on their own.
I can, no.
So this particular person said that they and their boyfriend are like, just they both have a sweet tooth, so they kind of make each other a snack.
Okay.
And the trick with the mini marshmallows is that if you lick the one end of it, you can stick it to your body.
Yes, I know that
and
much.
And you can just like make a little trail of...
Okay, that's cute. Okay, that I can deal with. And they're not too sticky.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay.
Honey, I do feel like...
No, God. Honey on your fingers is annoying. I couldn't imagine anywhere else. Jesus.
Have you ever done a honey mask? Like, put it on your face?
No! I don't like honey.
honey is a humectant, so it draws moisture to your skin. So it is.
Honey is sticky as fuck, and it's annoying to get off. No. And I have hair on my face. I'm trying to have any honey on there. That sounds painful.
True.
I'm just going to pass on that one.
You know what's also shitty about having, like, stubble or hair in your face or whatever? And this is totally unrelated to the sex topic. Sorry. But you know when you get those, like... Yeah. Fuck you. When you get those face masks...
Oh, yeah.
And they come in that little sheet... And then it, like, perfectly lays on your forehead, and it's, like, right under your eyes.
And then you get to your beard and your mustache, and it's like, well, fuck.
I mean, it doesn't even remotely.
No.
Not at all. Mm. So your entire beard line is completely unmoisturized.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
It's just wet. When you, like, when you take the whole mask off.
It's not even that
wet. It's just there.
I'm going to create, like, a beard... skin lube
that doesn't rip off
thing.
The hair.
God, I don't know. Maybe I'll have a little comb. Let's talk to Debbie.
Yes, she's about, great at inventing shit.
Okay, if you don't know, Debbie is our sponsor. We're just gonna keep running with it. Fuck it. Forever from now on, we're just gonna mention the skin slipper at some point during the fucking podcast.
Debbie's awesome and she deserves it. So
there is this amazing product. Ooh, you could probably use it to smooth honey on your partner without getting on your fingertips.
You absolutely can. Look at that.
It's called the skin slipper.
We found new uses for the skin slipper.
You can use our code Richie and Wes and you get money saving, blah blah blah. Look at our notes. Okay, some other stuff. People were saying, what about ice cubes?
Like the rapper?
Consider ice cubes.
I'm just kidding.
Food.
Me either.
But I guess
who eats ice cubes besides pregnant women?
No, I used to actually, a friend of mine, her mom was like totally anorexic and used to eat those like shredded, you know, from your refrigerator, the ice chips.
Okay.
She would drink a Mountain Dew. And then eat the ice chips.
That's
and
so that
was,
country.
And that was like her.
But it's also very cute.
Yes. Well, but I mean, she was anorexic, so. It was also
okay, sorry. Well, never mind. There would have been. That turned very far.
It was also very sad.
That was a dark turn for the worse.
Yes.
Okay.
But I've had someone use the ice cube trick before. A little ice cube in your mouth.
How was that?
Okay, I've had it done a couple times.
Me choking on my wine over here.
I've definitely done the whipped cream, sticky, bowl. Ice cubes I've had done a couple times. Once was just normal, like, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely interesting. Like, okay. I'm not a cold type of person, but, you know, it's in someone's mouth and your mouth is warm. So it's just
a
chilling sensation, but not like over the top. It's not like sticking your dick in an ice cube tray or something.
Yeah.
But then another time that it was done, they had ice cubes in their mouth, and we were in a hot tub. So he went underwater.
Oh, that's...
And then...
And my brain's about to explode.
Yeah, exactly. It was a whole, like...
Sensation of temperature?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So it can be interesting to, you know, right. Change that up. Still questioning our ice as a few. Still not your eyes as a food. M&M's. Someone said M&M's. I was like, oh, okay. Like, by this point, I was getting the hang of it. I was like, M&M's, you probably lick them and stick them to your body. And yes, that's exactly what you do. I never thought of that either, actually.
Me either. I mean, they're just too delicious to eat them anyways. I can... I'd be too tempted. I can't.
The thing is... Okay, well, hold on. Let's get through all these.
There are more?
Yes. Someone said egg rolls, which is a joke.
Oh, calm down. Oops. But damn, now I want an egg roll.
Yeah. God, I love egg rolls.
Me too.
Alizé. Could see that. You know.
They still fucking sell Alizé.
Ice cream. This person said that they put a little ice cream on someone's dick.
I think I would just go soft. That's like really, really cold.
That seems very cold. Yes. I was like, good for him.
Right?
Good for him for staying, like, hard that fucking long under those conditions.
Is he fucking Mr. Freeze? Like,
seriously. Yikes. Okay, so that's all the food items people sent in so far. Whew.
A lot. There's a whole grocery list right there. It's a lot. I'm going to be looking twice at anyone buying desserts from now on.
So, Richie Rich, I don't know about you. I'm sure you've experimented and tried some things.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. Even on a first date, when you go out with someone on the first date, I know everyone fucking does it. I hate it. Going out to dinner. I do not want to see someone chew. It's not attractive to me. Plus, it's the not. Sound of it.
Oh, yeah, your hearing is insane.
My hearing. And, you know, also the worst thing for me, the fucking biggest turnoff of all time is someone's tongue in my ear.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't. First of all, I don't even like the feeling of it, but the sound.
It feels alien-like. Like no. Like, nibble on the lobe, okay.
Mm-mm. That is
lick on the neck, that's fine.
That turns me off.
Sometimes. It's loud and abrasive.
It's... I can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's too loud. It's literally, like, imagine that, like, times 10, because that's how I hear it. Mm-mm. It's too much!
It's assault on the senses.
So I'm just not sure about, you know, if I don't even want to see someone chew when I'm kind of getting to know them. Like, the whole
let
thing
alone
about
when you're
them,
trying to get off. I'm not a... Derek and I are salty people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, throw us in a vat of fried chicken would be great. And that grease would be amazing as lube, I'm sure. And we probably will just get distracted and just start eating it.
Yeah.
But I'm good. No. Mm-mm.
It's not like one of my go-tos. Like,
me either.
It's definitely not something I would.
Same. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big food. Mm-mm.
I mean, I like to eat. I like food.
Me too. Like, we can go to dinner, but I mean, I'm not trying to, like, go to dinner while I'm trying to, like, get off.
I mean, good. For
we are not judging.
Everyone has their own thing. We've all tried it. Or
not everything is for everyone.
You know, I'm sure everyone has tried fucking whipped cream. Like, that is...
the go-to.
That's the go-to. That's also probably, if you are thinking of experimenting, probably the easiest one.
Yeah.
It looks off pretty clean. There's not really that much...
readily available.
...residue. Yeah, it's readily available. You can get it. It's probably in your fridge right now. Along with some coconut oil, that you can use for great lube. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. That's kind of it for food. Like, I'm not opposed to it, but
I'm not doing it. It's too fucking hot to be sticky. I'm sticky enough right now. Like, right now, the ice cream sounds pretty tempting, but
if I'm gonna get sticky, it's gonna be from something else.
That part.